Up next, something is happening under Yellowstone National Park. According to a new report in the journal Science this week, the volcano under Yellowstone, and you did know there was a volcano under Yellowstone, did you not? The giant caldera, it is rising. Now, don't panic. Scientists say there's no evidence that the volcano is going to erupt anytime soon, but they have documented some recent changes. And joining me now to talk about the supervolcano is my guest, Jake Lowenstern, who is a scientist in charge at the Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. He's research geologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park. Welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, nice to be here.
Are people surprised to hear that there are volcanoes? There's a volcano under Yellowstone.
Many people are. It doesn't look like a typical volcano, so some people are taken by surprise.
What do you mean it's not a typical volcano?
Well, most people think of stratocones, the kinds of volcanoes we have on the West Coast in Oregon and Washington, nice conical features. Those are what you'd call constructional features, where everything's built up by the eruption of lava and ash and makes a constructional feature. But calderas are destructional features. They're what happens when the ground collapses, when you remove a lot of underground magma and put it out into the atmosphere.
Mm-hmm. So tell us why we're not worrying people today, knowing there's a volcano under there.
Well, the main reason is that we know from a variety of studies over the past 70 years or so, plus geologic evidence, that Yellowstone in particular and many calderas around the world do this kind of up and down. Between the 1920s and 1970s, Yellowstone rose about 80 centimeters, a couple feet, and the lake was tilted and drowned some shorelines to the south. And so this is a kind of behavior that goes on, and the volcano can also go down with time, and that's also been noted over the last 20 years. Mm-hmm. So the volcano is a very active system, very dynamic, very fascinating to look at.
Mm-hmm. And so why? And so that accounts, I guess, for why there's all that hot water and stuff.
Sure. Underneath Yellowstone at a depth of 5, 6, 7 miles is a big magma chamber of partially molten rock. And it's a kind of a mush down there of crystals and molten material. And a lot of heat comes off of that. It's one of the biggest heat anomalies on Earth in terms of heat that's rising off this deep magma system. Mm-hmm. And when that heat gets intercepted by the groundwater system, it causes that water to boil, and that's why you get the geysers and the hot springs and the mud pots of Yellowstone.
Mm-hmm. So what do you learn? Why is there an observatory, a volcano
Hello?
Observatory there? Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi there. 1-800-989-8255 is our number.
Hello.
Hi. we're having...
Hello.
We're trying to reach Jake Lowenstern.
I don't seem to hear anybody.
Oh, well, let's see if we redial him back. It's like they say in the movies, what we have here is a failure to communicate. 1-800, let's see if any of our phones are working. 1-800-989-8255 is our number. We're talking about Yellowstone National Park. If you'd like to give us a call and talk about it. Maybe you've been there. Maybe you've wondered what's going on below the surface. Dr. Lowenstern was saying that the magma is there. It rises, it falls, but it's not in any jeopardy of erupting. In fact, if I read it correctly, the last big eruption, I'm going to look this up a little bit, the last big eruption was over 600,000 years ago. So you really don't have to worry that if you go to Yellowstone that you're going to have a huge eruption there. I think we have him back. Dr. Lowenstern, are you there?
I am.
I don't know what the ether is doing to our phone connection this week. I was asking you, so you have an observatory there to watch what's going on?
Right. The USGS runs 5 volcano observatories around the country, and we have one at Yellowstone. It's a partnership with the National Park and the University of Utah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how fast is this inflation working? Is it going slowly, or is it moving very quickly?
Well, as far as we know, this is the fastest rate that has been measured at Yellowstone. So there's been about, it's about 3 inches a year, I think, is the uplift rate that has been measured over the past couple of years. And so we've only been able to really track this thing carefully for about the past 15 years or so, where we really can look on it on a day-to-day or year-to-year basis. And in that period of time, this is the fastest that's been observed at Yellowstone.
So it doesn't worry you, then, that it's rising the fastest ever?
Well, we don't really see any of the other indications that would cause us to worry. We're not having a lot of earthquakes at Yellowstone. There's no explosions out of the geyser system. They're anomalous. And actually, when volcanoes erupt, sometimes they do have this kind of deformation, but it's usually a little bit faster than what we're seeing at Yellowstone, though we observe a range of behaviors.
Mm-hmm. What would happen if it did erupt?
Well, there's a whole range of things that could happen, ranging from small lava domes to large lava flows. Yellowstone has some very big ones. And then some of the largest eruptions we know of on Earth have occurred out of the Yellowstone system and other similar large calderas. And so there's a whole spectrum. The most common kind of eruption would be some sort of a lava flow that would have big effect within the park, not so big effect nationally.
Mm-hmm. Anne in Walnut Creek, California. Hi, welcome to Science Friday.
Hi, Ira. I've admired your program for years. I would like to ask a serious question, and I'm not being antagonistic, and I'm not trying to take anything away from your guest. This has been talked about for years, and is it that it reached a level like a tipping point, or it was coming from people of more status, or has something changed?
Good question.
Well, it wasn't until the late 1960s, early 1970s, that it was really understood through some careful work by one of my USGS colleagues in Menlo Park that this was happening at Yellowstone, that we had this sort of alive volcanic system that had put out these enormous eruptions, several of them. And so first that had to happen, and the geological community had to learn about it. And then it took a little while for some of the documentaries on television to get a hold of it. And so I'd say in the last 10 years, it's become much more of a known story in the general community.
Are you happy with the what you've heard today, Anne?
Well, no. You know, as a resident of planet Earth, it makes me very nervous because I've come to the realization that there are a lot of stories that are under the surface or under the accepted, approved surface.
Good choice of words on this one.
Yeah.
Under the surface, yes. We're talking about volcanoes and the one in Yellowstone this hour, Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News. You think they're hiding something, Anne?
Well, I think that there's too much fear in the scientific community and in the media to talk about stuff, and consequently, we are being way underinformed.
Oh, you think they might be afraid to make us fearful about stuff?
No, I think that, well, that too, but I think mostly that people in the scientific community who are, quote, successful, unquote, are more fearful of losing their status than they are of informing us.
Well, let me ask Dr. Lowenstern about that.
Well, all I can say is that pretty much everything we do becomes public right away. And you can look at all of the data from the seismographs at Yellowstone, the ground uplift that's going on. It's all online. I wish more people looked at it. I wish we got more press in talking about it. And I'm always delighted to talk about it because I think it's pretty fascinating. That's why I have a career doing this stuff. But you know, if you don't get enough of it, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Is there another place in the country like it at all?
Well, we have the Long Valley caldera in California on the east side of the Sierra. It has very similar sorts of activity as what happens at Yellowstone. It doesn't have the thermal features, and so people don't know it that way. But it's had recent eruptions even in the past 500-600 years. So it's another one of these systems. There's one in northern New Mexico that hasn't erupted for about 50,000 years. That's Jemez. And then there's the Taupo system in New Zealand and and all sorts of other systems around around the world.
The fact that this is a caldera, which is a collapsed sort of volcano, right?
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean it might once have been high above the ground as a big volcano and collapsed down?
Well, in the case of Yellowstone, it was Rocky Mountain terrain. And there are a couple of different mountain ranges that probably range to up 12,000 feet high or so and were essentially swallowed up during some of these big eruptions. So it was never a big cone like some of these volcanoes were, but
right.
it definitely there was a lot of topography that's been removed.
Mm-hmm. Now, what are you going to watch for? You're now watching this. What things are you going to be looking out for?
Well, we're always looking out for earthquakes and different kinds of earthquakes, ones that might be more volcanic-like than typical rupturing of the ground that occurs in tectonic areas. And we try to measure the temperatures and the amount of heat and gas that comes out of the Yellowstone system. And so we're trying to develop new ways to do that and to put it all together so we can look at all of the things that are happening at Yellowstone and try to see how they interact with each other. If magma comes in, how does it affect the ground deformation? Mm-hmm. How does it affect earthquakes? How does it affect the fluids that come out of the ground?
All right. Well, we're talking about it this week, so expect a few more visitors.
Okay.
I think. Get those rope lines out. Thanks for taking time to be with us, Jake.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
Jake Glowenstern is a scientist in charge at Yellowstone Volcano Observatory. He is a research geologist at the U.S. Geological Survey in Menlo Park, California. This program is produced by Karen Vergoth and senior producer Annette Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman is our producer for digital media. Shuman Ma is our intern fellow, and our technical director right there pushing the switches is Josh Rogerson. And we had engineering help today from Michael Garth in Boston. Surf over to our website at sciencefriday.com. Also, in Second Life, you can find our Science Friday folks wearing their T-shirts and talking to you, and the avatars are very willing to greet you in science school there. And we'll continue with during the week. Anytime you drop by, we'll be there. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.